Odi Vaidya, the chief operating officer of Zilingo, has resigned in the latest setback to the startup that has seen its fortunes dive dramatically this year after potentially coming close to raising a unicorn round. And NBSP. Vaidya confirmed his resignation to VC Circle. And NBSP. And quote, I have resigned and decided to move on from Zilingo. It was a place that shaped me both personally and professionally and gave me great colleagues and friends. Zilingo will always stay close to my heart, but I feel now is the time to move on and reset priorities for the future, comma and quote, said Vaidya, who owns around 2% in Zilingo. And NBSP. Vaidya joined Zilingo in 2015 as vice president, head of expansion. He was promoted to chief operating officer in 2017. Prior to Zilingo, he worked with Citibank India. And NBSP. Vaidya and number 39's resignation comes just weeks after Zilingo co-founder Ankiti Bose said late last month that she has resigned from the company in Squo's board, due to the endless opacity of information and shared with her by other shareholders. And NBSP semicolon and NBSP. Earlier, Bose was fired by the Zilingo board on the 20th of May, following an investigation into alleged financial irregularities by Kroll. Bose has denied the charges in several media reports. And NBSP, and NBSP semicolon and NBSP. Meanwhile, on the 19th of June, the company and Squo's other co-founder Dhruv Kapoor tabled a proposal to infuse additional funds into the company and restructure debt, in a bid to avoid liquidation. And NBSP. Kapoor and Squo's proposal was a and quote, preliminary and non-binding offer and quote, to pay off the $48 million outstanding debt owed to Vaidya Partners and Indies Capital in a deferred manner, and infuse $8 million in fresh equity into the company, with the help of an investor group backing this deal. The offer was supported by co-founder Bose. And NBSP. The matter to liquidate Zilingo was not put to vote last month as the company was evaluating other proposals too. And NBSP semicolon and NBSP. Troubles for the startup began after a whistleblower alerted the company and Squo's investors about irregularities earlier this year, after which Bose was first suspended and then asked to leave by the board. And NBSP. Before that, Zilingo was looking to raise $150 to $200 million with the help of Goldman Sachs Group Incorporated at a unicorn valuation. A unicorn is a privately held startup with a valuation of at least $1 billion. In 2019, Zilingo raised $226 million led by the company and Squo's existing backer Sequoia Capital. Singapore and Squo's Temasek Holdings joined as new investor in that round.